Are you scouring the want ads every day in hopes of finding a job? Good news, McDonald's is hiring. But if you're looking for a real job, let's say at Apple or Dell, or even at Maytag or GE, then forget it. Those jobs are now in China and India, and they ain't coming back. You see, Jewish Wall Street, with its Jewish investment banks, like Lloyd Blankfein's Goldman Sachs and Sanford Vail's Citigroup, who underwrite the stocks of U.S. corporations, have ordered their corporate subjects to replace American workers with low-paid foreign ones. Were you an assembly line worker at a U.S. tire plant? Mr. Chow Shanghai now has your job. Were you a computer programmer or design engineer at a U.S. appliance plant? Mr. Raj of New Delhi now has your job. We are now entering the twilight zone of economic folly, or should I say, the theater of the absurd. For thanks to Jewish Wall Street offshoring U.S. jobs, I mean replacing American workers with foreign ones, China will soon replace America as the world's economic superpower. Now this has got the U.S. military all in a panic, rushing troops, military hardware, and naval bases to South Korea, the Philippines, and Australia, all to counter the China threat. Thus, our doomed economy is also a dysfunctional economy, with the U.S. military working at cross purposes with its Jewish masters on Wall Street, the real threat to America. Couple this with Hillary Clinton, called by some the Whore of Babylon, by others the Wicked Witch of the West, a Zionist shill for sure, saying last week that China must pay for supporting Assad of Syria. Hillary's arrogance is only matched by her stupidity, for it is China who will make America pay, with China owning some $2 trillion in U.S. debt. What will Hillary do if China, as Paul Craig Roberts warns, decides to knock America down a few pegs into third world status by dumping $1 trillion of its T-bills on the world market? The next day, prices at Walmart's will make Neiman Marcus look like a bargain basement. My friends, it's time to wake up and smell the sour coffee. America's economy is doomed, and its leaders are idiots. And the traitors on Capitol Hill, apparently in bed with their synagogue buddies on Jewish Wall Street, Lieberman, Levin, Feinstein, Cantor, Schumer, in charge of our national security, aren't doing a darn thing about it.